bless the Lord.
Okay, family. We'll read DJ's first. The Lord bless you for showing this kindness. 2 Samuel 2:5. Did you write this, DJ?
I did.
Sorry, y'all. Okay, our church family, we would like to thank you for, thank you all so much for all your cards, gifts, words of encouragement during Ministers Appreciation Month. Your love and kindness was truly a blessing. We would also like to thank you for your continued prayers for ministers Lauren and his struggle with the symptoms of PTSD. It is real. We appreciate and love you all. Yeah, my ex-husband was military, and it is real. Sorry, Donna, couldn't read it.
Okay.
I would like to read this card from Tempia. She pretty much said what her writing in the card, but I like to read the word end of the card. To my shallow New Sight family, somehow just saying thank you doesn't seem like enough, but I hope you know how much your kindness has meant to me. And just in case you didn't hear what Tempia said, during the loss of my mother, you have given new meaning to family. Your hugs, cards, flowers, words of condolences, presence of the trustees, deacons, Pastor and Mrs. Parrish's participation in the homecoming celebration of my mother meant more than words can express. I really felt the love from my shallow New Sight family. Again, thank you, Tempia Thomas. Now, I'm sure y'all read the bulletin, but the Fine Arts Ministry has a little bit extra to their announcement about the candlelight service. And I just have to share this. Gail texted me. See there? The candlelight service is going to be on the 15th, but at 6 p.m. But the mass choir rehearsal is going to be this Tuesday, the 10th, at 7:15. I think that's it. So this Tuesday is going to be the rehearsal. The actual ceremony is going to be on the 15th, but this Tuesday, December 10th, at 7:15 will be the practice. Amen. And I also have an announcement from Deacon Bryant. The minister wives and ministers widows ministry, along with those seasoned citizens, will be distributing Christmas stockings that include a gift card to the children in lower sanctuary immediately after the morning worship service. Ms. Bryant, is this today?
Today.
Okay. Okay, every year pastor has to get on us, but through December 1st through the 31st is going to be Christmas cards. So don't, when you go out, stop, get the cards, keep it moving. Right, Pastor, I did good? You know, I just said it for you. You're welcome. Okay, the management staff of the A.L. Bennett and Sons Funeral Home invite you to attend a memorial Christmas tree trimming and open house this Sunday coming up, December 15th, from 5 to 7. We invite you to bring an ornament to be placed on the tree in memory of a loved one you wish to be remembered during the holiday season. Okay, this Christmas Men program is also going to be on December 15th. They've already had the practices, but the concert will be on the 15th at 3 p.m. Okay. And the Ferrisburg NAACP, the 2020 Martin Luther King breakfast will take place on the 20th at the Ferrisburg Hospitality House, and the cost is $30 each. This is a really good program. You are invited to visit the Cub Scout Pac 46 and Boy Scout program. And I know Deacon Stephen Griffin has been a part of that for years. Anna has done it. My sons have participated in the program. It's an awesome program. It says Cub Scouting is a program of the Boy Scouts of America, whose overall mission is to help young people build character, learn citizenship, and develop personal fitness. And it's on Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Shallow Baptist Church O-Site on Sapphire Street. And again, you know, any questions, you can contact Deacon Stephen Griffin. Mount Zion, our sister church across the street, on Christmas Day, they are having a morning service at 6 a.m. You know you're going to be up, open your presents, so you're going up there first. And you're also invited to the Watch Night service beginning at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 31st. And Reverend DeBise from OSITE will be the speaker. This is my personal favorite. The Virginia Black History Month Association is having a gala. I can't pronounce it right. Morgan got on me, but it's a gala to me. It's the 20th anniversary. It's Saturday, February 29th. It's from 6 to 9. It's going to be at the Hilton in Alexandria, Virginia. And what's so awesome about that, you saw Salem, the one of the gentlemen of the Central Park Five, is going to be the speaker. And I do believe Centoria Brown, you know, young lady that was incarcerated for years, she's going to be there. A couple of Harriet Tubman's descendants are going to be there. So it's going to be a nice program. Okay. The Community Baptist Church, this is in Fairfax Station, Virginia. They have the annual youth Christmas program. It's going to be on the 22nd at 2 p.m. And I can give you 10112 Community Lane in Fairfax Station. Also on, I saw another one, the 31st, they're having their watch night service on the 31st at 9 p.m. I think I've covered it all. Anybody, did I miss anything? Okay. Love y'all and be blessed.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
We do want to thank Sister Lamar for standing in for our church clerk in her absence, and we thank her for the reading of all the announcements. We ask that you keep these announcements in mind. They're extremely important for the ongoing ministries here at this branch of Zion. We do want to emphasize that our diaconate came and sang for us during our worship experience. What they want you to know that you're welcome to join them in singing the Christmas carols on Saturday. It's not just for them, but all who want to join them. And the requirement is that you just make a joyful noise. So don't say I can't sing. There's a lot of us that can't sing, but every now and then we will try to make a joyful noise. Amen. Unto the Lord. But their information is available in your bulletins if you care to join them on this Saturday in singing Christmas carols at their various locations. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We look forward to that. We thank our men's ministry and those who went out yesterday and were the bell ringers at Massaponics. Amen. Down in front of the Walmart. Our men, as usual, took up the banner and stood in the midst of this type of weather outside. And the Lord blessed them again. And we understand, not that we're running a race or competing, that for some reason the giving goes up when Shiloh is there on duty during that time. And we thank the Lord for them. They did a great job as they were there. And while I'm on the men, I want to remind the men.
Well,
amen.
Amen.
You need to see Brother Socks and Minister Monet for some donations.
Donations.
We agreed to adopt families for Christmas, and we're looking for, well, I'm beyond looking for your money. Amen. We try to be politically correct, but we want some money from the brethren. Amen. In order to meet our goals. Amen. All right. And so the men have been reminded we're looking for money. Deacon Bryant, are the stockings for the youth? Okay. The stockings downstairs are for the youth. and you can pick them up at the close of service. And we bless God for that opportunity. These came from the seasoned citizens. They provided these stockings for our youth here at this branch of Zion. And we thank them in advance for what they're doing for our young people here at the church. And we bless God for each of them. God is still in the blessing business. Our candlelight service on next Sunday. And we ask that you have that spirit of fellowship. And as we lit the candle of love, allow that love to transmit throughout your home, your community, your job, wherever you are, and try to let it last beyond the Christmas season. Allow it to move forward and be a part of our living as we move on throughout the coming year. We give God the glory. We're going to ask our choir to bless us once again. And did I miss them? I understand there were some wives around ringing the bell again. I don't dare miss that. Amen. They didn't have to be it.
That's right.
And we praise God for them. Amen. I would ask them to stand up, but where are the wives who were there? Please stand up. Amen. 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 We bless God. Amen. Amen. And Sister Carol, that was not your husband who told me to remind me of that. He still got to go to Jared. Go ahead, yeah. Oops. You still got to go to Jared. Thank you, Kathy.